the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's gospel is really a study in contrast of gratitude and ingratitude toward God. And it is significant that the nine ungrateful leopards were Israelites, while the one grateful leper was a Samaritan. St. Cyril of Alexandria says, "Again, the Savior manifests unto us his glory, and by working godlike miracles, endeavors to win senseless Israel unto faith, obdurate though he was and unbelieving. What argument then will avail him at the day of judgment for refusing to accept salvation through Christ, especially when they themselves heard his words and were eyewitnesses of his ineffable miracles? For which reason he said himself of them, 'If I had not come and spoken with them, they had not had sin. And again, if I had not done among them the works which no other man did, they had not had sin. But now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father.'" Leprosy was not only a terrible disease in itself, in which the body was in a state of decay and infection, but according to the law of Moses, lepers were forbidden to come into any kind of contact with other people because, you know, it's highly contagious. Even today, there are, you know, probably several million people with this disease in our world. And to stop anyone approaching a leprous man, the leper had to cry from a distance, "Unclean, unclean." In Leviticus chapter 13, specific instructions are given. "And the leper in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be rent and his head bare. And he shall put a covering upon his upper lip and shall cry, 'Unclean, unclean.'" And that was the idea of the clothes being rent and his head being bare, so that's so other people could tell that he had this leprosy and stay away so they wouldn't catch it. Now, concerning these 10 lepers, St. Nikolai of Limerovich says that they had certainly heard of cases of Christ's healing of lepers like themselves, and they must therefore have longed for the happy chance that they might meet the Lord. And by God's dispensation, they saw Christ passing and his disciples, and seeing him, they cried out with one voice, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Now, these 10 lepers certainly had faith that Christ could heal them. And this is further verified because when the Lord said to them, "Go show yourselves unto the priests," as it says, they went. In their obedience to the Lord, they demonstrated that they had faith. If they had not believed that he could heal them, they would not have asked, much less do as they were commanded. And so as they went, they were cleansed. Now, we don't know how long these men had suffered from this disease, but it seems likely it was quite some time. I looked it up, and in the case of leprosy, usually it takes 3 to 5 years for all the symptoms to begin to show themselves, although it can take longer. And so now, having suffered with this dread disease probably many years, they were completely healed. And this would be almost like being released from prison after many years of confinement, and certainly a reason to be grateful to the Lord. And yet, the only one to return and give thanks was this Samaritan, who was considered a stranger. Now, the Samaritans were not Jews, but they were part of Assyrian stock, and they only recognized a version that they had of the first 5 books of the Old Testament, so they didn't acknowledge the prophets and the other writings of the Old Testament. And they also had many erroneous practices and beliefs, so that the Jews considered them accursed foreigners and would have nothing to do with them. And yet here again, the Lord shows that a contrite and humble heart God will not despise, as it says in Psalm 50. St. Theophylact says that this miracle also signifies the common salvation that came to the whole human race. For the 10 lepers represent all of human nature, and that nature was leprous with wickedness, carrying about with it the ugliness of sin, passing its life outside the heavenly city on account of its uncleanness and standing afar off from God. The Lord also healed the whole leprous nature of man when for every man's sake he took flesh and tasted of death. Although the Jews had been cleansed of the uncleanness of their leprous sin, they showed themselves ungrateful and did not return from the path of their vain foolishness to give glory to God who had saved them. These Jews then did not confess the incarnate and crucified Lord of glory, but the foreign and accursed people of the Gentiles recognized the one who makes clean, and they glorified him by believing in him. So we can see in this gospel the importance of the virtue of gratitude in our lives. It seems that the nine Israelites, although they received healing physically, these lepers, were not healed spiritually. This despite the fact that as Israelites they had the correct knowledge of God through the law and the prophets and the scriptures, and yet their hearts were still ungrateful and cold, and they did not give glory to God. Coming into contact with Christ and receiving such a powerful miracle, they missed the opportunity for their hearts, minds, and souls to be healed and to recognize God who is standing right there and before them. However, the Samaritan, even with the errors of doctrine, nevertheless received deep healing in his entire being and acted like a true believer in God. And whereas the Lord reprimands the ungrateful Israelites, this Samaritan is commended by Christ. Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. So brothers and sisters, as we look around us today, we can see in the world ingratitude toward God everywhere. God pours out his blessings, and yet many are dissatisfied with what they have been given. But let us take the time to count our blessings and give thanks to God for his great love and mercy towards us, that we may become worthy to receive commendation from our Lord and join him in his heavenly kingdom. Glory be to our God.